The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So something that occurred to me to just reinforce, because I've said it already this week, but maybe I'll use different words. And I know from my own experience in listening to the Dharma that sometimes people will talk about things for years, and then I hear them one day. So, you know, the Buddha was famous for repeating what he said. So I'm going to repeat some of what I've said, but perhaps it'll be in a slightly different way. So this morning in the meditation, I'm sure many of you were aware of the sound of the truck. And so I added that little bit in about, you know, no distractions, you know, just check and see if you have an agenda for your mindfulness and if it's running counter to what's kind of the attention is naturally drawn to, you can let go of your agenda and just bring your attention to whatever that is. Or your attention is actually already there. You don't have to bring your attention there. It's there already. More, you have to let your attention not try to not be there. You know, that's essentially where we when something's strong like that, you know, sometimes we're trying to have our attention not be there. So it's more allowing it to be where it naturally is. So it's kind of like, this was the analogy that I wanted to bring in this time. Mindfulness is kind of like a mirror. It will reflect anything. Mirrors don't care what they reflect. They'll reflect beautiful things, they'll reflect ugly things. Their job is simply to reflect. And that's very similar with mindfulness. Its job is to reflect what is already being known. So this is a little extra piece. There's kind of a capacity that our minds have to know things, and that knowing is not the same as mindfulness. I know that many of you are aware of, like, you know, you're driving down the road, you're lost in thought, and yet you've been navigating, right? You've been navigating. You know, you wake up suddenly, it's like, oh, right, I'm near my exit, and then you realize, wow, I haven't really been there while I was driving. But something was knowing. Your mind was doing its thing. It was navigating. It was knowing where the cars were. It was knowing roughly where you were on the road, which exit to take. So, you know, that there was a knowing that was happening. That's not the same as mindfulness. So I just want to clarify that knowing happens all the time. This factor sometimes translated as consciousness, the Buddha talked about, this is a factor of mind that just happens every single moment of our experience. Even in sleep, there's a form of knowing that happens. And then mindfulness, and that knowing also simply reflects whatever is happening. And then there's mindfulness, which basically is a capacity of our minds to know that we know. So to know what is known. Or to be, let's use a different word, to be aware of what is known. So that is what brings that sense of self-consciousness, self-awareness. I think this is actually the factor of mind that makes us human. I mean, they sometimes talk about that capacity for self-awareness to be the thing that distinguishes us from a lot of animals. You know, that, for instance, if you put, like cats, for instance, don't understand when they see a mirror that they're seeing their own reflection. I don't know if you've ever watched a kitten with a mirror. You know, it'll like leap up to it and try to play with the other kitten and like go around behind the mirror to try to find the other kitten. I mean, you can see that the cat sees the reflection, but it doesn't understand that it's a reflection of itself. Some animals do. I think I've heard that porpoises understand that it's a reflection of themselves. Like if they're you know, something is put on them, and they are given a mirror, then they somehow know that that thing that's being reflected on them is unusual. And they, I don't quite know how they do this, but in any case. So I've heard some animals do have that capacity for self-reflection. So to me, this is one of the things that makes us humans, this capacity to essentially know that we know. So the mindfulness can simply reflect what we already know, and it doesn't care. Mindfulness doesn't care what is known. So, you know, we're sitting here meditating, and we often have an agenda. You know, I want to pay attention to my breath, or I want to pay attention to my body, or something. You know, we have some kind of an agenda, and something like a truck drives by, and we think that's not what the meditation is about. Perhaps we might think that. And it's like, you know, we're looking at ourselves in the mirror, and we have this idea of, yep, I'm seeing myself in the mirror, I'm looking at my body, or whatever, you know, we're seeing ourselves in the mirror. And then the truck drives between us and the mirror. And we think, this is a problem. I can no longer see myself in the mirror. So something's wrong. I've got to, you know, figure out how can I see myself? How can I get around that truck? How can I get that truck to go away? With a mirror, I mean, if we think of us on one side of the mirror, this analogy is not perfect, but, you know, us on this side of the mirror as being the place of agendas, and the mirror being the place of the knowing and the mindfulness, the mirror is happily reflecting the truck. It's just our idea that something else should be happening that gets in the way of knowing what is already happening. So this is really key for daily life practice, because much of the time in our daily lives, you know, the what we're doing, the activities that we're doing, some of them need our attention. And if we have to have an idea that the mindfulness should be reflecting something other than what the mind is already paying attention to, we'll feel like we can't do it. Like there's some kind of a problem. Like we need to stop paying attention to that in order to be mindful. So this brings up another piece of what I wanted to say this morning, and that's to talk about the factor of attention, which is another function, I guess, another function of our minds, that we can choose what to pay attention to. I mean, that it's like, just like right now, you can choose. I'm going to suggest you pay attention to certain things. You can choose to hear, pay attention to the sound. You can choose to pay attention to the experience of your hands. You can choose to pay attention to the sensations of your feet. And so this factor of attention is under the, it is possible to join that factor of attention up with intention that we pick, you know, that we consciously choose what we're going to pay attention to. And if we're not consciously choosing what we're going to pay attention to, our minds will pick something. So this is another what are called universal factors of mind. I said a minute ago, consciousness happens in every moment of experience. Attention also happens in every moment of experience. And sometimes we consciously choose what to pay attention to with our you know, with conscious recognition. I'm going to pay attention to my breath right now. I'm going to pay attention to this project that I need to find an answer to. We can choose, I'm going to pick up this book and I'm going to pay attention to this book. So we can choose what we're going to pay attention to. And yet we don't have to choose what we're going to pay attention to. The mind will naturally pay attention to something if our agenda is not involved in picking something. It's kind of, in some ways, kind of like the breath, in a way. I mean, we can consciously choose to breathe in and out, right? We can decide, okay, I'm going to breathe in right now. So we can consciously pick that and have some measure of control over whether we're breathing in or breathing out. But we can also just be involved in something else, and the body will breathe itself. So we don't have to consciously remember to breathe all the time. Very similarly, we don't have to consciously pay attention to things all the time. And thank goodness, we don't have to consciously pick what we're going to pay attention to. Actually, our minds will naturally orient to various things depending on our conditioning. So this is a place where, as we learn the tool of mindfulness, we often conflate it with this factor of attention. We think that being mindful means always choosing what to pay attention to. At least that was my impression when I started and heard the instructions. Mindfulness means I get to pick what I'm paying attention to. And if I'm not able to pick what I'm paying attention to, it means I'm failing at being mindful. So what I'd like to do is to kind of tease those two apart. They're not the same thing. We can be mindful of what our minds, are choosing to pay attention to. There's the natural processes of body and mind will, and our conditioning will naturally pick something to pay attention to. I think I mentioned this a little bit on Sunday in talking about the walking. You know, if you're just walking down the street and just kind of in the seeing mode, your mind will naturally gravitate towards movement or towards color. So, you know, if you're walking down the street and suddenly a bird flies across your field of vision, it's like your attention just naturally goes there. You don't have to pick that. The attention naturally goes there. And so in our daily life practice, one of the explorations becomes, can the mindfulness be aware of what the attention is naturally drawn to? That way, and it actually is, it takes some familiarity with that. It can be a little unfamiliar to recognize that we can be mindful of something that the mind is already paying attention to. So to begin to tease these two factors apart, that image, I think, of the mirror and the mirror reflecting the truck might begin to give you a sense of that. You know, if you're in that situation where something comes up in your meditation that feels like it's a distraction, or if in your daily life it feels like I can't be mindful of that because I have this to do, let your mindfulness connect with this rather than trying to be mindful of something else. You know, just recognizing the mirror is already reflecting that other thing. That's all I can think of to say about that at the moment, so...